It's the Rundown. Today is March 6th. My man, the handsome Uncle Chaps, back here on the Rundown.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. The Rundown is brought to you by Movement Watches. I'm rolling away here. Movement Watches, you can get them for 15% off now when you go to mvmt.com/rundown. Step your watch game up. These are clean designs with a minimalistic approach. They got different colored bands, different colored faces, but nothing too fancy or gaudy, just a sleek, nice looking watch. And the best part is they start at just $95. You can get it for anywhere between $95 and $130. These are watches that should be $500, $600, $700. You get them right now for under $100 plus the 15% off when you go to mvmt.com/rundown. You get free shipping and free returns as well. We start off today with Donald Trump. Heard of him? He's the president. Mm-hmm. Where's the tweet? I actually just looked it up a second ago. He had this preposterous tweet. I want to get the wording correctly so I don't butcher it. He says, lowest rated Oscars in history. Problem is we don't have stars anymore except your president. And then in parentheses, just kidding, of course. I mean, if you're just kidding, of course, it doesn't, you know, you want to be serious.
I like that he uses the parenthetical citation there.
And then the exclamation point outside of the parentheses.
Yeah, I had grammatically to correct. I was like, he this looks
it.
Weird.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, just kidding, of course. I'm going to start, I mean, everybody should use that for everything.
I think they will.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's
You can say absolutely anything and then say,
yeah, just kidding, of course. I think that Chaps looked good in that picture last night.
Just kidding, of course.
That was ugly.
Yeah.
That's clearly the after show, and you just jumped the gun, and it was very rude.
Sorry.
So now we have to have this awkward rundown where Chaps was fat last night, so ugly.
Well, I mean, it was awkward to begin with, because Chaps was taking up all the space.
The worst part was that I was, like, fat and had, like, the
meat sweats. This is after show. Keep on Trump.
Okay.
I screwed up.
We will talk about how fat. We'll talk about how fat and ugly you looked later. Okay.
This tweet is so good. I love it so much because it pisses everyone off. It is such a classic troll, and it's like, you know, he's not kidding.
No, absolutely, he believes this.
And you know what? He's kind of right.
That's what. He's probably just tweets like that make the ones who have like the bot set up where as soon as he tweets, there's a million like responses that come with it. I want to see like real people's response to that tweet, the anger that something like that, because he does so many things that are more problematic than that. That's an actual funny joke.
I actually got in that world for a little bit because you can pick up some followers that way you get like the first reply to Trump. And I was like, you know, I'm gonna try this for a week.
What did you do? Like set notifications or something?
Yeah, notifications.
And then you just have to fire someone off really fast.
He's like in the morning.
7:30 a.m. You're about to have it.
It is a full time job. I don't know how these people do it.
They would still end up being like
the 100th reply.
It has to be a bot, like the fart bot. You know? You remember the fart bot on Twitter?
I don't remember specifically the fart bot, but I get it.
I probably tweet more about farts than you, so I probably
to imagine you tweet more about farts than anybody.
Yeah. So when you would tweet the word fart, there'd be this fart bot that would like tweet like and you're mentioned like as soon as you say
instantly,
fart.
Instantly, right?
Yeah. So I think they have just a bunch of fart bots set up for Trump.
I mean, makes sense. But all I know is, I mean, we should have that on a shirt. Just kidding, of course.
It's so great.
Yeah.
It's so
in the parentheses.
And people like this is my problem. Politics have just ruined everyone's brain.
Just laugh at that.
That's a funny tweet.
Yeah, just
laugh. I don't care. Be like, oh, now you're normalizing him, and it's bad for, you know, think about the nuclear war that's imminent. It's a fucking funny tweet. It's a funny tweet.
Look at that tweet and think about nuclear war.
Yeah,
it's not
but that's
happen.
What people, you know, that's like Keith Olbermann. Sir, you must resign. Sir. I love the sir responses.
The worst people are who are like talk and Adam Schiff, the congressman, does it all the time where he tweets him like, comma, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, dude. It's Twitter.
Sir, please resign, sir.
Get lost.
Mr. President, you
are
so
it was a joke.
Problematic.
It was funny.
Mr. President.
It was a funny fucking joke.
On to bigger and more important news. Major League Baseball is reinstating the bullpen cart.
I love it.
I mean, well, I am very torn here.
What?
I am, because I love it. Like, I love the thought of Matt Albers getting big sexy, getting driven out to the mound in the middle of the dog days of summer. I guess maybe this is more past than present, but the thought of, like, a playoff game, Enter Sandman hits, and, like, Rivera takes his Uber out to the mound kind of ruins the moment.
No way. It makes it so much better. They should have, like, for the rest of the time until the actual first pitch on opening day, each one of the MLB teams calls an exhibit. They bring out their little cart and exhibit pimps the ride.
Okay.
And so the guys get to have like their walk-up song all playing.
Dog, I heard you like goldfish. So yeah. I put this, I made your whole entire thing an aquarium.
Your whole thing is going to be blown up, man. Hey, Matty Albert, see, I heard you like hot dogs. Show them fucking, what we got.
It's a hot dog Oscar machine Meyer on wheels. Machine,
yeah, like a Pope Mobile. Yeah. I love all that, but I think it like a sprint out from the bullpen to the mound in a big game, ninth inning.
Okay.
I think it should be closers.
They should get the option.
Well, yes, but you have to be middle relievers.
Sprint?
No, it should be that the glove is always in the bullpen cart. So the guy can full sprint and the bullpen cart goes alongside of him.
Now, what about
this?
It'd
be so great.
Speed up the game. And for a closer situation, they have to get to the mound in 8 seconds or less.
So you either got to sprint or take the car.
Yeah, they don't sprint out there in 8 seconds or less, runner goes to first.
Like automatic race runner.
Yeah.
I'm just pissed that at Wrigley they put the bullpen underneath the bleachers because it would have been so funny to watch them take the bullpen cart from basically first base to the pitcher mound. It basically would be me in my little scooter when I was in my scooter phase and just
Danny
scooting
Scoots.
Around. Yeah.
I miss Danny Scoots.
I know. I think
too much shit.
That's what I invested like $2,000.
I think every team is gonna have like their own cart. Bartolo should just have a Rascal.
Yeah.
Like, this is not my bullpen card. This is just how I get around. And I'm also a professional baseball player.
This gives me hope that baseball is like, okay, we're going to be fun again.
I would hope that, like everybody dresses it up, makes it ridiculous, and we make a spectacle of it. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this. Let's do it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like I said, I think you lose a little bit of a – I guess it's more just for the crowd. Because you're not going to see it on TV anyway, right? You don't see the people.
No, they'll show it.
They should make it a thing.
Now they will.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now it'll definitely be. It'll be a fucking appointment TV.
But the thing is, they're going to have all that time to bring the guy out on the cart, and then they're still going to be like a half hour when he's warming up.
By the way, the thought of like this is what's going to speed up the game is crazy.
Yeah.
Like we'll let everybody step out of the box every single pitch, but we're going to save 8 seconds by fucking driving.
Yeah, I mean, I have a stay woke that, like, baseball, basically just every year they bring up the speed of the game and they make these rules that no one even enforces. Like the catcher rule, I think. What's the catcher rule now?
Oh, my God. There's a ton of them. The pitch clock.
No, but yeah, the catcher has to, like, throw it. Like, the catcher can only visit the mound once per inning.
And
Wilson Contreras was like, I don't give a fuck. Find me. Like, if I'm going to, if I need to go talk to
my pitcher. I love also, too, you can only have six coaching visits per game.
So they just do this so
that's a fucking lie.
Yeah.
Do people really visit seven times?
Yeah. So these rules aren't actually enacted and they don't actually do anything, but because they're talking about it, you'll think, oh my God, like it's going to go from 3 hours and 10 minutes to 3 hours and 8 minutes.
And they don't want it to be shorter because they have all those commercials.
I have no problem with baseball. The only time
that's like the point of baseball is like the summary. You put on a game, you drink 1,000 beers.
The only time
I was thinking the other day when I was driving out, it was like super sunny, 75 degrees. And I was like, man, I need to make sure that I set the alerts that when I have a daytime baseball game that it's going to be on. Because that
indoors
is
and some beers, and you watch it for like 4 fucking hours.
Right.
You watch
I was going to say the only time a long baseball game pisses me off is like that when Sunday night baseball, when like the Red Sox and Yankees play 10 times a year and it's like 5 hours. But even that, it just staves off the Sunday scaries. Like playoff baseball being long is awesome. Who the fuck cares? Like, the argument, you know, the kids won't watch it. Fuck the kids.
The kids.
And I watched it when I was a little kid.
And when your team's on the West Coast, I don't know. You find out who won or lost in the morning. Yeah. Just deal with it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Don't go changing the whole fucking sport. What do you want, Coley? I can see you want to say some shit about the NBA, probably. You're holding.
No, I didn't. I was going to say a baseball game is as long as an NFL game.
Yeah.
No, probably shorter.
Right.
And all that.
And more action. College
all that whole, like, there's only 11 minutes of action in an NFL game. It's like an NBA, MLB game. Same shit as the NFL.
College football games are like 5 hours.
Big football's got people thinking baseball is too slow.
Yeah, now that's all PR and spin and shit. Baseball just got terrible PR. We got this guy. Actually, I didn't read this, but I saw your blog that you want to quit your job and be a robot sex tester for $48,000.
Yeah,
that sounds
like
a steal.
There's a
$50,000 to fuck robots.
I can fuck still. You know I fuck.
Okay.
But
I do know you fuck.
Yeah.
Boy, you know I fuck.
Everyone knows you fuck.
I mean, I see that emoji. By the way, that should be a shirt.
Yeah. Sunglasses.
Just
emoji.
The sunglass emoji. You walk around
now,
that.
I have
like,
an
this
idea.
Guy fucks.
Listen, this is my idea for that. We make a set of pajamas, but it's for women to wear. And it's red light, green light, what's the other one?
Yellow.
Yeah, there we go. I've driven before, too.
Driver,
boy.
We have
what's
those,
that one you speed
and
through?
And you know your significant other is ready to fuck that night if she's wearing the green light pajamas.
Okay, well, here's the thing. It has a little bit of a rapey undertone. The yellow,
No, she picks it.
I understand, but the yellow gives me, it needs to be green or red. The yellow gives me problems. Like, hey, the yellow was problematic.
Yellow is, you play your card right.
Yellow's like, you gotta, what?
You gotta play your cards right.
No, you, first of all, if you're, no. That's not happening. So yellow is like,
if you do the dish,
you gotta play your card like,
because like Dan said,
take out the trash.
You gotta put the kids to bed for sure and read a book and don't read it faster.
Do a couple chores or at least fake doing the chores.
Okay. Yeah. But green light's like, you're getting these buns tonight.
Yeah. And then you wear your fucking shirt afterwards.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. As far as the robot sex tester, let's say, you let's play this out. You quit this job. Day one, they're like, here's this robot. Fuck it. What do you do? Like, give it feedback? Like, it felt good, felt bad. I wish it did this, I wish it did that.
I think there's all kinds of stuff. I think that like, there's a lot of market testing that you have to put in. Like, okay. Is it just going to be sex? Are we talking anal, too? Are we talking mouth stuff?
These are the questions you have to ask. A big question you always have, where's the cum go?
Mm.
Now, would it just like be in the robot?
That was the concerning part about my blog, because I think that if you're like me, once you get the nut off, then you're like, well, now I gotta go wash my hands. Now I gotta go to the bathroom.
Is that why you asked me today, what does old cum smell like?
Yeah, okay. And we came to the conclusion that we think that old cum smells like if you put like a pound of bologna in a crock pot and just like-
And forget about it.
Like,
No, then you eat it, but then you don't clean it out, and the next day the crock pot smells
I
like
I thought that
old
it
cum.
Really why? Smelled like an old, like
in,
if you left out-
In what scenario is there old cum really?
Buddy, you don't have a rag.
Remember the whole.
Okay.
Remember
the
whole.
Remember
the whole Elika thing where she like flipped out about the contract.
That's, this is it.
This is it. When Chops out of nowhere is like, "Hey, Big Cat, what does day old cum smell like?" And I was like, "Oh, well, it probably smells like spoiled meat."
Yeah.
And it was a totally normal conversation.
I think, but the meat problem is that we didn't go seafood. I think it would go like shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, shrimp. Shrimp's pretty nasty. Shrimp. Yeah.
Shrimp's pretty cummy.
You gotta throw the food. Trash out if you have shrimp.
Yeah.
Like right away.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta get the tuna out. Yeah. Like, gone. Yeah. Can't let that linger.
Yeah, tuna pack would be good. Lemon pepper.
Anyway, you gonna fuck these robots or what?
I mean, I think that my wife would be upset if I took a pay cut to.
No. I think you do this.
Oh,
in
wow,
addition
money
too.
Bags. Huh? You paid more
you
than 35,000 pounds.
Too.
I do. Yeah.
I think you continue to blog. And you fuck these robots.
Yeah,
it's supplemental income.
Yeah, because you can't be fucking all day.
Well, no, you have to go to robot fuck festivals too. That was part of it. I don't know if you
look
read
like
that.
A fuck
dude. That would
guy.
Be ultimate content.
I don't know, man. Then you got to start
Donnie
fucking
Does glasses.
No,
in
then
there.
You got to start fucking other people's robots. It's that's
your robot
that's,
swinging.
Yeah. Like, could you imagine?
You're
like, could you imagine like an eyes
because
wide
all the other,
shut?
I mean, it depends on if like my pals are also it. If I have like a group of boys that are also fucking
robot
robots,
fuckers, yeah.
Like I'm cool with it. But just to meet like random Randy at the robot
right.
fucking factory,
right?
Like,
I'd fuck a robot with
that.
You, Chaps.
Yeah, I get down with that.
You want to start a robot fucking gang?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go ass.
Don't ask stupid questions.
Pussy. I would go ass in the face though, or face and pussy.
What?
Like, you could take one. I'd take the other.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to be pigeonholed already.
Well, I mean, I think it's just a little too close.
Yeah, no. If you guys fuck a robot together like that,
it has. You have, one of us has to take
stop
the
stop having
face.
Your masculinity be so fragile. Fuck the robot with me, dude.
Okay, all right. If we get a robot,
I want my own robot.
Okay.
I don't want to share it with you like that yet, Chaps. Not yet.
That's fine. We'll work on it.
Transitioning to this very motivational high school speech, K. Marco told me this was going pretty viral. This guy, I don't even know what high school it is.
Texas.
But Texas. They lose the state championship by 1 point, and he gives a super motivational speech about his coach and all the younger players coming up behind him and how he wouldn't trade his coach for the world. The coach gets teary-eyed.
Wait,
just a nice moment.
They lost?
Yeah, lost
yeah they
one
lost
point.
By 1 point.
So the
what
whole speech he said, well,
he
said, he was like, coach told me day one, if you want to win a state champ, You gotta be different. You gotta separate yourself. And he's like, and I did all that, and we fell 1 point short, but I still did everything he told me to do because I wouldn't trade it for the world.
One, I remember the first day Coach Smith came in the gym, he told me, he said, if you wanna be a state champion, you gotta be different. Everybody can't be a state champion. And I never forget a word that man said to me. And each and every second that wind down, I was just thinking, I gotta be different. I gotta separate myself. I gotta separate myself to show that I'm different because I wanted to be a state champion. And we fell 1 point short. But I know all of those young guys in that locker room, they have a bright future because everything that I've been through, they're going through and they still have to go through. So it's only gonna make them better. This man right there is the best coach I ever had in my life. I wouldn't trade him for the world.
That's awesome.
Real quick, Terrell, you talk about being different, and to the fans in the stands and to all of us, you look different out there.
So it was just like one of those, like, this is what sports is about sort of thing. SportsCenter plays the soft music and everyone's like,
what made the video is the fact that they had the kids' highlights behind it. If it's just him talking, mm-hmm. I don't think it goes nearly as viral. Mm-hmm. And then with the coach crying mm-hmm. at the end is
and
really
see
what
him,
over.
I'm assuming leave the court for the last time, and he's like, he's emotional too, cut to the coach, so nice
yeah.
sports moment.
This is like cry season for basketball.
When's the last time you cried at sports?
I don't know.
Kevin?
I'm like so fucking jaded now, you know?
I cried whenever that was at the beginning of the AFC wildcard game. It was the first playoff game in Jacksonville in like 18 years.
You cried at that game?
I got
just
like,
for like the tip of the
no, just happy
when,
cry?
When, yeah, when they came out because the stadium
See,
was
don't...
full. Like the Jags fans have been shit on for forever. The stadium was full. It was rocking. It
yeah.
was going. And when the team like ran out, I was like,
Kevin and I have
I was
the
glad
same.
I was sitting by myself.
Kevin and I have the same.
You like get misty, or you like cry?
No, I got like the little
choked up.
And then luckily they took like a 3-minute break because if they would have went into that to the national anthem
forget,
with the flyover,
yeah. forget about it.
I would have been just been puddled, dude.
Kevin and I
like,
have
look
a
at this
similar.
Pussy. I would have been a gif.
The like hot flash and you lose all feeling in your body.
Oh, but that's always a bad thing.
Yeah.
That was the Daniel Murphy error in the World Series. I just my body just lost all feeling.
Yeah.
Went super hot and I couldn't
the Rajay hands. Davis home run.
Oh,
like,
man.
I was actually having a panic attack.
I can't believe that ended up good for you. That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Fuck you. the rest of the rundown is
that's
brought
fair.
To you by Keeps. Dan's having a fantastic hair day. You want to have hair like
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of buzz around the office. I didn't do anything different.
Sometimes it's just,
well, you
just
know what
unfolds
it is?
The right
I'm
way.
I'm 5 days off the haircut.
Which is the perfect
it's
amount.
The
it's
perfect.
Not too short.
Like
but
five
it's easy
to like 10 days off the haircut is primo.
But
that's what made my picture yesterday so troublesome is because I was at that same
good.
Level.
Yeah, I don't think it was the hair.
Well, you had a.
Well, that was
the hair was not the problem. The hair is not.
Hair.
You were wearing a hat, sir.
Part of
the hair was not the issue. You had
on that one.
That my greasy meat has sweat.
That's like when I took that picture at the Cubs Mets and I tried to blame it on the layers. And it was like, I don't know if it was the layers, dude. We'll talk about it in the after show.
Okay. if you want to have hair like Dan, though, you got to keep it. That's why you got to go to Keeps.
I'm not doing that.
You go to Keeps.
I need to.
You need to, you need
I
to go
need
to Keeps.com/barstool. It's the easiest way to keep your hair. You got hair today, you got hair tomorrow. Keeps is medicine that's going to keep that lettuce on your head as you get older. Everybody's going to have to deal with it. Nobody can escape time. So go to keeps.com/barstool. You're going to get your first month of treatment for free. So you can keep that hair for nothing. Go to keeps.com/barstool. Quick thing before we get to this after show, which I think, are we going to talk about Chaps the after show?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So. Big football guy, Ed Hockley, retired. Is this like, does PMT have like a moment of silence sort of
no,
thing?
No, I mean, it's weird when you get connected to refs, right? Like Joey
I mean,
Crawford retiring.
It's when you know you're in deep. That's when you know right. you're like a real, like you're.
So
well,
he makes
also,
it
yeah.
easy. Like he is so much more
yeah.
out there than any other
Jerome
ref.
Jerome Booger is my other favorite one in the NFL.
See,
Team
I don't
Steratore.
Have favorites. I have, like I loathe baseball umpires.
Joe West,
Angel Hernandez.
I actually
like, those
like,
guys,
like
I've fucking
flipped
hate
on
them.
Joe West, though, because he's like got that Joey Crawford where if a ref thinks that they are the fans are there to watch them to that extent, it's kind of funny.
But the
like
thing,
Joe West signing the baseball
yeah,
for a fucking
ridiculous.
Little fan is hilarious.
That was ridiculous. The problem with Joe West is like the fucking like Joey Crawford's entertaining in his call. You know, he's like
yeah.
dancing around. He's, but the slow balls and strikes call from
yeah,
Joe West
yeah.
and shit, and when he's on this on the corners and he's ringing people up
his
for like a check swing, he's always an asshole.
Or whatever you call it.
I mean, he looks like a pelican.
Yeah,
he looks like he just throws fish, live fish down his gullet for
yeah.
lunch. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Gullet says a good word.
It's just it's all jiggly.
Almost
but,
like an onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
That's great job. But yeah, Hockley, I mean, everyone's going to remember the guns and, you know, good on you, bro. He's a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
He just goes back to...
But his son is now a ref, so he did a pass
of
the torch.
Oh, wow.
The day his son
is
became
that guy
an NFL ref. I don't know.
Is he going for a white hat, or is he going to be like a crew member?
Oh, I don't know. I think you got to work your way up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not if you're a hockey player. I feel like you just get fucking
yeah.
greenlit right to the top. All right, on to the after show. Let's talk about it.
I just, like, my belly's not that big.
All right, so.
Right?
Here's the thing. It was not a good angle. It was not a good shirt.
You also were not.
You
like,
just looked super you also, disheveled.
Well, and also it
too.
Was awkward.
That, like you said, the meat sweats and all that.
It was awkward too because you were like refusing to touch a woman. Like there was like, way
island.
Too much space between you and Liz. For well, like a, everyone get in for a picture.
No, that wasn't it. Like I, there
no,
was.
No, that definitely added to it. Because if you were close, if you were like up
I don't know. I think
door,
the closer he gets to Liz,
get, no.
Very. Tiny,
no,
the bigger chaps.
No,
gets.
No, because you kind of blend into the whole scene. You were just basically
on
like,
an island.
Here's the three of them out to dinner, and whoa!
And there's the dad
Jesus
chaperoning.
Christ.
There's their gym teacher who's taking well, the kids out.
I don't think it was
dinner.
That I was like refusing to touch Liz. Like I was moved over from this little box seat
it.
To win over, and then I didn't
you
want to like
lean,
scoot over.
Yeah.
And there was like this little tiny space. There wasn't a whole lot of room for my legs, so then it was kind of like this angle right here.
Yeah.
Not good.
Listen, as someone who's had many bad pictures taken, I mean, it's kind of funny because once it's out there, there's nothing you can do.
No.
Yeah.
There's really, like, it sucks for the instant moment. You're like, oh.
You know what?
And
no, actually,
and that wasn't even
fun.
My initial response.
Wait,
Liz,
let me ask you a question.
You want to come over?
Let me ask
Liz?
You a question.
The
Liz?
Roast gets
Is
fun.
This your first one?
First ugly picture?
Like,
we're talking
real.
Picture.
We all have bad pictures, but, like, is this your first one?
I have like 15.
Oh, no. You have a bunch. I mean, I
take
I have
bad
a bunch.
Pictures all Dude,
but
the video
is,
where
saying,
I
have you ever,
the
like,
figuring.
Yeah, that
video?
Was more just I didn't. I don't think
my
that was
hair.
You still. I
yeah.
think that was someone else.
But any like, picture like, with
like,
my glasses
when
off.
When that happened to me in Minnesota,
Raccoon.
I was like, I remember being, I was like, YP, like, seriously, you did me dirty? And then I was like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, then the roast
like,
happened,
you just don't even care.
To be fair, like, you don't look anything like that picture. It was just, it was a bad picture.
But my response initially, I wasn't upset about it at all. I was like, here we go. Like
no,
I knew.
It's the stoolies Stop shine where? In these moments.
Yeah,
because they like the
They're
when
funny.
The when the roast starts going, it's like this is funny.
Because she felt awful. Because when I first saw it, like I opened Twitter, I was like, why do I have this many notifications?
Liz is on fire on Twitter.
I'm on fire. Okay, listen. To be fair, with the picture, Keith looked at it. And Feidelberg both looked at it. They're like, yep, this is the
Did
best
you
picture.
Look at it?
And then we put it up. No, because he was telling
probably,
a story.
Yeah, I would probably like even yeah. refuse to do it. Like, I don't look at pictures. I don't care.
We all looked at
I
it,
would,
didn't think anything of it,
you,
and
I think
we were surprised.
I'm
it's,
so,
it's a pretty aggressive move to be like, nah, we need to retake that. In that instance, I would have granted
no,
you that.
No, because
I would have been like, yeah, we should
I
retake that
I think because
one
I've been
you.
Married for so long that I'm matter. Like, the other people's picture is what's more important because every picture I post with my wife, if I look terrible, it's all about how my wife looks in a picture. And she's like, well, I look good in this one. You don't look great, but I look good in this one. I'm like,
go
yeah, let's hear some wife stories. Very, very selfless man.
You look so uncomfortable.
But like you, I mean, whatever.
Look
like, you look terrible in that one. It happens.
Yeah, but the space.
I'm sorry, chaps.
No,
just,
it was great.
I mean, you. No, yeah,
and
great.
Kevin,
it
sorry
awesome.
To you as well, because apparently you can't say anything about anything without people.
Twitter's
getting
a wild
up
place.
In arms about things.
Twitter's a wild place.
Kevin's mentions are insane. if I need a pick-me-up, I just head on over to those ads. I'm like, yep. Well, yeah, my car didn't start today, but at least I don't have these ads.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Yep. Thank you.
That's a perfect cue for me to peace
Chats
out.
Picture. This is the actual Chats Chats picture, all right?
Belly.
Well... I think you're still handsome as fuck.
You're great.
It has given me the opportunity to rep the Pooh Crew because I feel like my belly definitely was Winnie the Pooh style.
Yeah, you got a little bit of that.
Yeah, you just get your hand in the honey pot.
Mm-hmm. A little too much. I did.
You
have
had a little
ricotta.
Too much honey last night.
I did have some ricotta covered with honey last
there we
night.
Go.
That's it.
And it was delicious.
When you go too, when you go too hard in the Pooh Crew, man, those yeah.
You hibernate right. This one off.
Let me just say this too. It was a little bit like the whole.
I was
you
disheveled.
You were disheveled.
That was the definition of disheveled.
You looked like you like
not
rolled
bothered.
To the bar and you're just like popped up like in a cartoon where
and
it's like a big.
That's my point. It's like Keith. John,
I felt like the little
Liz,
dude on Charlie
great.
Brown who's like got yeah. like pig pins,
yes.
like fat chummy
yeah.
pig pins.
Yeah. Just like
and I still
stinky
I,
lines
and part of it
you.
Probably maybe
like
I was further away from Liz because I had mentioned several times throughout the day that I had the plane sweats yeah. going on real bad.
And the worst part for Chaps is. He's got. He only brought one coat to New York, so it's the same coat.
Yes,
he came into
it
today.
And
it's like, dude,
that's
you
it.
I was
wear that.
Super
and you can't
triggered.
Take any pictures.
When I took that,
when I walked from my hotel here this morning, I put it back on. I looked in the reflection at the Chipotle, and I was like, triggered. I was like, I look so bad.
When I took the all red picture in Alabama, I never wore that shirt again.
No, that's got to be burned.
Yeah, that one was so
red
bad.
Is not your color.
No.
And so wait, the picture, you're wearing like the Yabo t-shirt.
That one's really bad.
That's not layers?
No.
That's one t-shirt?
Wait, which one?
There's one that's like from the TV, like someone
no,
snapped.
That's the Marlins. Yeah, that's in Miami.
That's the Marlins.
One. Yeah.
Is that one shirt?
No, that was one shot shirt.
Oh no.
That one.
I thought you had like multiple shirts on.
There's the one where I went down the water slide and they caught it and it looks like I have two sticks coming off like a refrigerator. I look like SpongeBob. That one's bad too. Real bad.
Yeah, that one's
really
bad.
That one's really bad.
You know it's bad.
And the Big House.
You need to do a whole like a top 10.
Dude, Big House is still one of the funniest pictures ever.
Big House and Kool-Aid.
The fucking belt in Big House is just so stretched.
It's like, no.
It's like a bungee cord about to snap.
Did you see the one where somebody Photoshop Big House picture onto my body where it looked like that was the shirt I was wearing?
Inception.
Yeah.
So good. See, that's the thing. It's like you just live with them. It's funny.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It becomes like almost a catalog. I should do a calendar.
I would actually prefer a
I should
really
just sell a calendar.
Bad. You definitely have 12.
Yeah, I definitely have 12. Easy.
And like
that one when I came in. There's one of the other last year. I was wearing a jacket like this, and I came in standing over Carrabba's. And my tits were so fucking like, you could
juicy.
Milk them. Yeah. Yeah. Just like, milk them. Yeah. And I'm just looking menacing.
I think I'd rather have a horrible mammary glands. I would rather have an absolutely horrible picture than like a middle ground where it's like, oh, you just kind of look trashy.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd
like
rather it be
can
funny
it.
And
right.
then it's a thing
right.
versus like, oh, you just look
bad. Yeah. Like I know when I look bad.
Yeah.
I know.
That's right. The fun part of having like a really bad picture in our situation being like, social media is important. Like, I picked up a lot of followers.
I was
going to
say,
night.
You can always turn a negative into a positive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're handsome as shit, man.
Thanks.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's the rundown. See you guys tomorrow.
Don't let the haters get you down.
Never would.
Say hi to them.
Hi, haters.